Bonner, Director of Communications for the Maryland Department of Labor, and welcome to our jobs report conference call. First, we'll have a presentation of the jobs data by our secretary, Leonard Howie, and all the phone lines will be listen only. And then following the secretary's presentation, the phone lines will be open for questions. Please press star one to get in line to ask a question. And now I'll turn it over to Secretary Howie.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. Before I get to this month's report, I'd like to introduce myself. I am Leonard Howie, the newly appointed Secretary of the Maryland Department of Labor. It is a pleasure to host our first jobs report together. Earlier this week, Governor O'Malley and I announced an unemployment insurance tax cut for Maryland employers. That was great news for Maryland businesses and a great jumping-off point for today's report. Once again, I have good news for the state of Maryland, and here it is. The U.S. Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics released state jobs and unemployment data earlier today. The preliminary jobs estimate for August showed an increase of 1,400 jobs. Today's revised numbers show we actually gained 2,600 jobs. According to the preliminary survey data, Maryland created 9,800 jobs in September, 9,600 or 98% of which were from the private sector. This marks the largest gain for the month since 2003. We have added 25,500 jobs in the last year, of which 24,100 or 95% were in the private sector. Maryland's most noteworthy September gains were in the professional and business services, which added 4,100 jobs, and trade, transportation, warehousing, and utilities, which gained 2,000 jobs. The education healthcare sector added 1,600 jobs, a gain almost evenly split between component industries. The natural resources, mining, construction sector added 1,300 jobs, with gains among special trade contracting providing most of the growth. The preliminary August unemployment rate remained unchanged with revision, holding steady at 7.1%. In more great news, the preliminary September unemployment rate fell by 0.2 of a percentage point to 6.9%. The number of unemployed fell by 3,051, employment was up by 11,009, and the labor force rose by 7,958. That's it for this month. Thank you, and now we'll open it up for questions.
Thank you, Secretary Howie. The phone lines will now be open for questions. Please press star one.
Secretary Howard, first of all, congratulations. Welcome welcome to the State Department of Labor, and we appreciate the briefing. I noticed one of the things is that the jobless rate increased over the summer. Now it's going down. Is this some kind of seasonal trend that we're seeing, or what does one make of that? I know there were slight increases in July and in August. Now there's a drop below 7% in September.
Yeah, that's kind of tough for us to speculate on that. We would really have to speak to BLS, who actually prepared this data.
One other thing: how do you see the job impact on the decision this week to cut the unemployment insurance rate? And I know that won't take effect till January, but when do you see the job impact, and what sort of jobs impact will that have?
Yeah, we don't really know that answer. The one thing that will happen is that as more people are working, clearly there's more money into the system, and that goes to help the overall trust fund, which helps keep the rates down.